Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. And I'm super excited today. I have such a fun guest for you. Her name is Suzanne Oshima, and she's just a fantastic relationship and life coach who really empowers women. I know she works with men too, but really with women to realize it's never too late to find love. And she sort of helps and people like me, maybe women who are in middle age, who have had relationships in the past, hit the reset button and find new love and start a whole new chapter in their life and love. And she's, I'm dying to talk to her about this because she started her career in the dating industry about 16 years ago with an online dating site, which she then transferred into an offline matchmaking service. And I'm sure that she has some incredible stories, but it just seems like such a fun and cool thing to do. And I bet she's got some disaster stories and some miracle stories too. But really over the years that she's worked with both single men and women, she discovered this like gap between what men actually want in a woman and what women think men want. And it was in that moment that she really realized she'd uncovered sort of this secret about men. And since then, she's been on a mission to share those secrets with women to help them become more successful at dating, having relationships that work, and even getting into marriage. And I don't know, if you're in my shoes where you've been single and you've been in the dating pool for a long time, Suzanne seems like an angel. So thank you so much for being on the show with me, and welcome, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lisa, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So I know that you really are in this groove of helping people find love again in midlife. How did you get into that? Is that something that comes out of your own experience?
Well, I didn't go to college to get a dating degree. I actually graduated with a marketing degree, so totally opposite. And after I graduated, I actually started working in the ad agency world. And I worked in the ad agency for years, and in 2001, I was working at a .com as a marketing manager, and the whole fallout happened, as you remember, the .com fallout happened, and I was actually laid off / fired from my job like everybody else because the .coms just weren't sustainable. They didn't have a good revenue model. And so it was at that moment that I really took a look at my life and I said, you know, I really don't want to go back into the ad agency world. And I was always intrigued with the dating industry. And so I decided at that moment, I said, you know what, I'm never going to quit a job to start my own business. I had always wanted to start my own business. I said, you know what, I'm fired from my job, so I might as well take this risk now. I can't go any lower. And I decided to launch an online dating site, and I did that in 2002. And in the process of that, I realized it was way too hard to compete against the big players. Like back then it was Match.com, which is still a big player, eHarmony, Yahoo Personals, and Law of Life. And so I transitioned it to an offline matchmaking and date coaching agency for both men and women. But that's when I realized that there was that huge gap between what men were thinking, what women were thinking. I was like, oh my God, if I could tell women what men were thinking and what they really wanted, they would infinitely become more successful at dating and relationships.
Wow. Yeah. And what is that secret? What can you share it?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it's not just one secret, by the way, it's many secrets, quite honestly. But I would say the biggest thing that there's a huge gap between men and women is how they communicate. And I will say that over the years, I've noticed that communication, men communicate completely differently than women do. And I honestly see that it's the biggest breakup. be, whether it's in dating or in relationships or in marriages, I've seen where it just, it can stall a relationship, it can stall a marriage, and it's really important to learn how to communicate with men. I would say that's the biggest one. But there's the second one that I think is really big too. And for those that don't know, I live in New York City, and there's a lot of strong independent women here in New York City, and I'm one of them. But I would say that, you know, it's not just in New York City, but I've noticed all over the United States and all over the world is that strong independent women, there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is as strong independent women, we can carry more masculine energy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women who are strong independent women that carry more masculine energy that can make you successful in your job or career or in your business, yet that same energy can detract the right man in dating or a relationship, because men aren't looking for a woman that is more in that masculine doing energy. They're looking for a woman that's more into her feminine and more into the receiving.
Mm. Yeah, I can see how that would be a big shift, because I would say that I probably go into that category too. You know, having been a single mom forever and an entrepreneur forever, you know, I have, even though I think of myself as a feminine kind of person, I've had to live in the masculine and just in order to deal with my life. And I do find it hard to switch out of that, to turn it off in a way.
I know, and you know, like, you're the perfect example of how we as women, we're like Wonder Woman, right? Where you're successful in your business, but then you're also taking care of your daughter, and so you're taking the lead there, and you get everything done, right? And so you're so used to taking the lead and getting things done, and I'm going to guess, Lisa, are you attracted to men that are more alpha males and men that can take the lead?
Yeah, definitely. I like the double yang men, the super yang men. Although my second husband wasn't like that. He had a very feminine inner, and he was a great husband, but that also didn't work out.
Right. So usually what I find is with women that are super strong and independent and the doers, is it can be really hard because they are attracted to those alpha men, those men that like to take the lead. They like men that are stronger than them. But the problem is that I find that a lot of women that are strong and independent, they have a hard time being able to receive and allowing the man to take the lead, allowing him a place in the relationship. Because, you know, if you look at two magnets, you know how when you put the two positive ends together, how it repels?
Right.
So if a woman's carrying way more masculine energy in the relationship, I'm not talking about in her business or in her job, but in the relationship, remember, the man's carrying very masculine energy too. And if she doesn't know how to step into being and receiving from the man, then those two magnets are going to repel each other. They're going to butt heads because it doesn't leave room for the man in the relationship and allow him to take the lead, allow him to do for you. And allow him to take care of you, because I do find that most strong, independent women, that's what they want, is a man that takes the lead, protects them, and is able to do things for them.
Mm, I think that's definitely true. And I think, like, it would throw off the chemistry in a relationship, too, because I think for to have strong attraction, everybody says they want chemistry in a relationship, that you have to have the opposite poles to create chemistry, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I also find that, you know, everybody wants chemistry and attraction. We all do, right? It's normal. But the problem that a lot of people don't see is that chemistry and attraction could be actually blinding. And what I mean by that is we all look for the chemistry and attraction, but sometimes when you have that and it's so amazing, is everything else can go out the window. And so sometimes when you take away the chemistry and attraction, is you may find that your own basic needs in the relationship aren't being met. Right. And so chemistry and attraction isn't the end all be all. It's important for people to see that, because I think too many times people end up in relationships relationships where the chemistry and attraction is amazing, yet their basic needs aren't being met. And then they find at a certain point they're unhappy in the relationship or marriage.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, that chemistry doesn't translate to a functional relationship always.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's funny because I recently interviewed Dr. John Gray, you know, the author of Mars. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And one of the things that he said that I thought was so interesting in his interview was he said, and these are his words, these aren't mine. He said, in order for a woman to be successful in a relationship, she needs to not be attracted to the man. She keeps going for the wrong men. And I found that interesting.
That is so interesting. And I think it's, but we don't do that. Like we write people off because we don't feel that chemistry or that spark. And I know for me, that's something that I can never figure out right away whether I'm attracted to somebody. I mean, there's like you can look at a good looking person and say, oh, that person's, you know, attractive. But chemistry for me builds over time when I get to know somebody.
Yeah. And you know what? That's totally normal, Lisa, for you and for a lot of women. And I always tell women, instead of focusing on what a man looks like or that amazing chemistry, is really focus on, number one, how a man treats you, how a man makes you feel, and are your basic needs being met? And I'll add in one more. If you have common values, the things that are really important to you, you know, if religion is important to you, if having kids is important to you, those are more important things. Or maybe a woman in midlife doesn't want to have any more kids. And so to make sure that you're on the same page before you keep moving forward in whatever that is.
So that would be more compatibility rather than chemistry.
Yeah, because I think people are so hung up on the chemistry and attraction, they forget the basics. And it's like, I've talked to former clients where they would, you know, talk about, oh, I want kids. And then they're dating a man that clearly doesn't want kids. But their chemistry and attraction's there. And I'm like, why are we not making sure our basic needs are being met? Or what is important to you, the values, right, those common things that you really need, right? Don't waste time on the men that aren't aligned with what you truly want in the future.
Do you think that people don't know what their basic needs are in relationship?
I wouldn't say, well, sometimes. Sometimes they don't know because I will tell you, when I've worked with a client, sometimes what will happen is when we first start working together, I'll ask them, what are you looking for in a man? And sometimes there will be this dead silence because they don't even know. And I'm like, if you don't even know, how can you go out and quote unquote hunt or date, right? If you don't know, if you're not really clear in your head of what you're looking for, right, of what's important. And I'm not talking, by the way, about superficial things. I'm not talking about he must be 6 feet tall. Because I've heard when I used to do matchmaking, women used to tell me that all the time. A man must be 6 foot, whatever. And she's 5 foot two. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. Even if you put on heels, he does not need to be 6 foot tall. That's not a must have. That's a nice to have, but it's not a must have.
So interesting. And now when you talked about learning to receive, like, what does that look like? Like, what is letting a man serve you or treat you that way? What is that? Tell us more about that.
Okay. So what that looks like is, Lisa, as a strong, independent woman, right, if you were to go out on a date tonight, let's say tonight a man says to you, Lisa, I really want to take you out. And let's say you've known him for a while, but he decides he wants to, you know, see if this could work romantically. And he says, I'd like to take you out. And you say, great, right? And he says, great. How about I pick you up at 8 o'clock? And that's the first step. Is allowing him to do that instead of saying, no, that's okay. I'll drive over to your place. I'll meet you at your place, or we can just meet at the restaurant, right? Because now you just blocked him, right? He wanted to do something nice for you. That was gentlemanly, right? But you didn't allow him to. Not saying that you would, but that's an example, okay? Then he takes you to the restaurant, and you have dinner and you're talking and you're having a great time. The chemistry's there, the attraction's there, and then the bill comes. And women always tell me they feel weird when the bill comes. And he goes to reach for the check, and you're like, oh, I should pay half. So then you pull out your wallet, and you go, let me pay half. So now he just wanted to pay for dinner for you, but you just blocked him again because you said, no, no, let me pay half. You couldn't receive a gift from a man that he wanted to actually take you out to dinner. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I always tell women, it's, you know, if you want to pay half, that's fine. I don't recommend it, because once you start doing the half thing, that sets the precedence for the whole dating, right? Is now you're going to feel every single date thereafter, you're going to feel like, oh, I should pull out my wallet again. It's like either pay for it all or allow him to pay, and then maybe pay for dessert or pay for a drink. But when you start doing the half thing, you're not aligned as a we. It's you and me. Do you see how it's separate?
Yeah.
So those are ways that a woman can receive. Another, like, let's get away from that first date, but let's just say you start dating him, right? And, you know, you're a single mom. Things are going wrong in your house. Maybe the toilet got backed up and something broke. And I know, Lisa, you know, you and I have never hung out, but I know you could fix whatever you needed to in your house. But here now you're dating this man, and he would love to fix something for you, but it's about you asking him for the help and saying, hey, John, you know what? You know, the light broke above the bathroom, and I can do it. I can pull out the ladder, but would you mind fixing that for me? Do you know how much love to help fix things?
And it's not about like pretending or being like weak female. It's really more about putting yourself into the receptive place.
Yeah, it's about receiving. Men love to fix things, and not only like physically, but if something's going wrong in your life, he wants to protect you. He wants to be there for you, but you have to allow him to. You have to allow yourself to receive from him when he wants to do these things. We know you can do all of these things on your own. We know that. But this is what I know about strong, independent women, is as much as we can, it's we would rather have a man that takes the lead, is able to do those things for us so that we feel protected, so that we don't feel like we have to be Wonder Woman 24/7, and allowing the man to fully step into the relationship and be the man that he needs to be. If you don't leave room for him to be the man, he can't be the man in the relationship, and then he won't stay.
Right.
Especially an alpha male, by the way.
Yeah. Wow, that's such great. It does feel like a secret that somewhere along the line we forgot that.
And it's true. It's because, you know, Lisa, if you look at, you know, how our parents were when they were going through the court, it was very different. Everything was so organic. You know, times are so different, not only in our careers and our jobs with technology. Women have definitely taken on more masculine roles. And I'm not talking about how we look. You can look as feminine as you can on the outside, but you could have very masculine energy on the inside.
Yeah.
And so it's about being able to leave that masculine energy at the job, right, or at your business, and allowing yourself to fully step into the feminine when you're dating, when you're in the relationship, and allowing yourself to receive.
So I have like a really embarrassing confession.
What's that?
I've been single for so long, I'm embarrassed to tell you how long.
Okay, so are you open to coaching?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing is, I love that you're being vulnerable right now, number one, with your audience and everybody that's listening, because I know that's scary to do, right? But when you're embarrassed and you're holding back and you're holding that secret, it's holding you back from finding love. So when we can admit, there's nothing wrong with being single. I don't even care if you've been single for 10, 20, 30, it doesn't matter. It's about owning it and saying, you know what? Yeah, I've been single for now X amount of years. I need help. And I need to know what I need to do differently so that I could shift this. It's the ones that are strong, independent women that are, I'm too embarrassed to tell, and I'm not going to admit that I really need help because I shouldn't have this figured out, is let go of the secret because it's holding you back.
8 years.
That's nothing. Lisa, that is nothing.
It seems like a long time. It's not that I have, I mean, I've been on a bunch of dates, but I haven't had like a significant relationship really in that time. So, and the whole dating thing, like, if so, how would I go about that? I mean, I've been on a dating service, a bunch of different ones, and I've been on a bunch of dates, but nothing seems to stick.
So would share, so I just want to make this really clear for everyone listening, is 8 years really is nothing. I'm not just saying that because it's you, Lisa. It really isn't that long. It really isn't. Okay. It is the fact that you're out there dating and you're getting out there tells me you're making an effort, but you just haven't met the right man. Okay. If in the last 8 years, if you had absolutely done absolutely nothing, then that might be a little bit of an issue that we would first need to first get you started, right? But there's nothing wrong with the 8 years that you've been single or any other woman that has done nothing. It just depends on where you're at, okay? So my question for you is, what do you feel, because you've been dating, you've gone out on a lot of dates, right? Whether it's online dating or a dating service. What do you think that you're struggling with?
It could be that I haven't found the right person. It could be the timing hasn't been right. I wonder if it's been like I've been a little half-hearted about it because I've been very focused on my business, on my kids. I've been book writing, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm fully sure that's what I want.
And why do you think that you're not fully sure that's what you want?
I guess I have this idea that if I really wanted it, I would have found it by now. Maybe that's not true.
No, it's not true. I mean, how many dates did you told me before? How many dates have you gone on?
I can't remember. Like a bunch.
Okay. So I've interviewed so many different people, coaches and just regular people, and I can think of two coaches off the top of my head. These are love coaches, by the way. One, she went on 121 first dates to get to the man she is now married to, and she's in her, I think, late 40s. Then I know of somebody else, another love coach. She's out in LA, and she went on over 200 dates to get to her husband that she's
okay
with now. And this was her second husband, by the way.
I won't feel so bad about it.
Well, the truth is, Lisa, you've gone out on so many dates, right? Is honestly, if you really wanted to be with one of those men, you could have. But something tells me these men aren't meeting your standards. So to me, it's better to be alone than to just be with someone just to say you have someone, right?
Yes, I agree. Thank you. Sadly, we're running out of time here, but I want to thank you so much for speaking about this. And how can people get in touch with you if they want to work with you? How do they reach you?
They can go to yournextamazingstory.com. And they can reach out to me either on the Contact Me page or the Work With Me page.
Yeah, and you coach people and on this topic.
Yes, I work with all women.
Ah, okay. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Suzanne, for this conversation. I'm super happy to, you're giving me a little flame of hope in my heart again. So I'm going to get back up on the dating horse and keep doing it.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, honey. And thank all of you guys for being here with us today. If you want to find out more about me, you can check me out. I'm on at lisacampion.com. I would love for you to just stop by my website and take a look. I've got a bunch of free stuff up there that would be fun around psychic development and training for empaths. So check that out. And thank you so much for being with us here today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.